Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Stay with us, Lord, for now it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people.
O God, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your light and love surround and fill us, so that with pure and renewed minds we may sing your praises. With the whole church on earth and all creation, we glorify you now and forever. Amen. A reading from Matthew. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. What is it about Charlie Brown that we find so compelling? It turns out there's an odd answer to that question. We remember Charlie Brown as the main character in the comic strip Peanuts, and perhaps over the years we have chuckled at how Lucy always pulls the football away, or how Charlie Brown's team always seems to lose the baseball game. But that's not all. Charlie Brown's baseball idol, Joe Slobotnik, was known as the worst player in baseball. And when it came to love, just about all the characters in the strip fail at that too. Charlie Brown and the little red-haired girl, Lucy and Schroeder, Linus and his teacher. Somehow, this comic strip is about losers and losing, perhaps helping us see and recognize our own fallibilities. One strip shows Charlie and Linus standing outside, staring at a vast night sky filled with stars. Finally, Charlie Brown says, "Let's go inside and watch television. I'm beginning to feel insignificant." Maybe that's a step in the right direction, at least according to the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, Jesus tells us, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And perhaps that sense of insignificance is what he's talking about. In fact, he might have made things a little easier for us. You see, there's a list of Beatitudes in Luke 2, and in Luke, there's an accompanying set of woes to go along with the blesseds. In Luke, it just says, "Blessed are the poor." And later, "Woe to the rich." But in Matthew, it reads, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." And people have been debating about what that means ever since. Vanderbilt professor David Buttrick says, "We had best assume that the poor in spirit are those who have embraced the essential poverty of the human condition, namely a basic dependency not only on one another, but on God. To be human is to be profoundly needy." So what this means is that this beatitude applies to both rich and poor. It doesn't really apply to how much wealth you have. To be poor in spirit means someone who manifests the attitude appropriate to one's condition. Humble dependence on God's grace. Or as Charlie Brown says, "I'm beginning to feel insignificant." We know we can't do anything to save ourselves, and the sense of accomplishment we so often feel in the end leaves us empty. What we need is God's grace and mercy. And the end of this Beatitudes contains a surprise. While all the other Beatitudes talk about what those who are blessed will receive, this one talks about what they already have. It's not theirs will be the kingdom of heaven, but theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, when we know how much we depend on God and on each other, we look forward to the kingdom, yes, but even better, we're already there. The second beatitude is, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I ran across the story of a funeral home that in 2012 wanted to install a Starbucks for mourners to make use of, to help them take their minds off their grief. They actually held a contest to try to come up with a name for their coffee corner. Some of the suggestions were the Grim Roaster, De-coffinated, Purgatory, and See Ya Latte. Something about all that just seems wrong, doesn't it? You know from your own experience that grieving is painful and difficult, and certainly not something to make jokes about. And for those of us who have mourned the death of a loved one, there is hope and strength in Jesus' promise that we will be comforted. But that's not all that Jesus was talking about here. Jesus is also talking about a deeper mourning that arises from our faith. As one scholar puts it, those who grieve do so because they have some vision of the world God intends, a world set free for exchanges of love, a world for glad partying among all the children of God. But they suffer because God's will is not done. And we are all captive to our alienations. Weep, for the world is not as it should be. Jesus is speaking of this mourning too. It is to be filled with grief at our brokenness, both as individuals and as a people together. It is to grieve the hurts, the fear, the isolation and alienation that we feel from each other. It is to know real sorrow over our inward focus and selfishness, our greed and our sin. It is to weep that we are not who God intends us to be. Maybe that's not something we've ever mourned over. But Jesus is inviting us to so earnestly desire the kingdom of God that our hearts are broken over our brokenness. But we will be comforted. God will set things right and will do so in Jesus. In his brokenness, our brokenness is healed. We aren't significant. We are loved. Amen. The light shines in the darkness.
The darkness has not overcome it.
prayer and listen to your people. We come to you, our God, and trust in your great mercy.
O God of all, with wonderful diversity of languages and cultures, you created all people in your image. Free us from prejudice and fear, that we may see your face in the faces of people around the world. Light of the world, send us out. God of compassion, whose Son became poor for our sake, help us to see the face of Christ in those who are poor, and in serving them, to serve you. Light of the world, send us out. God of healing, you became one of us in Jesus and know our frailties. Help us to see the face of Christ in those who are ill and suffering, and reach out in compassion to help your work to restore them to health and wholeness. Light of the world, send us out. God of comfort, you stilled the storms of life and give peace to your people. Help us to see the face of Christ in those who are fearful, those who are troubled, those afflicted with mental illness or addictions, those who are depressed or full of anxiety. And may we embody understanding and seek ways to offer peace and safety. Light of the world, send us out. God of warmth, you have eagerly sought us and have opened your arms to welcome us even when we have strayed far from you. Help us to see the face of Christ in all those in need of welcome in our world, even when we struggle to do so, and to open our arms to them and help them embrace a new future. Light of the world, send us out. God of all-encompassing love, you love us so much that you sent your Son to live and die for us. Help us to see the face of Christ in all those who seem unlovable and to embrace them as we would embrace you. Light of the world, send us out. God of peace, you call us to live in peace not only internally with you, but also with each other and among nations. Help us to see the face of Christ in those with whom we struggle and disagree, and lead us to work together to the higher calling of mutual understanding and love. Light of the world, send us out. God of all people, you have made us, and you have made us yours. Help us to show the face of Christ to others so that in all things we may reflect the light of the world in our lives. Light of the world, send us out.
Praise to our Christ. We come to you, our God, with gratitude and thanks.
Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith in the midst of the storms and roads of life, in our pilgrimage, knowing only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all people, a light to lighten all creation. Give us grace to live in your light. The one who brings us light and fills our days with peace.
Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Amen.